The following is a paid commercial program from the Ulster County Department of Health. This is the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a weekly talk show exploring community health and sustainability with guests representing a broad spectrum of community partners working to make Ulster County the healthiest in New York State. This program is a community affairs presentation of the Emergency Department at Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, a member of WMC Health.
Good morning and welcome to Healthy Ulster Radio. My name is Vincent Martello. I'm Director of Community Health Relations for the Ulster County Department of Health. Today, we're going to be exploring the Ulster Youth Build Program. And our guest is Francis X. O'Leary, who's Leadership Development and Community Services Coordinator for Ulster Youth Build. Frank has a decade of experience in youth programming, construction, and community engagement, and he specializes in empowering underserved young people through hands-on projects that build practical skills, self-worth, and community connections. So, Francis, welcome to Healthy Ulster Radio.
Thank you so much for having me. Pleasure to be here.
Yeah, it's great to have you. And I've heard, bits and pieces about Ulster Youth Build over the years, and it sounds like a really interesting, great program. Why don't you tell us a little bit about it, how it got started, what it does, what its mission is?
Absolutely. So Youth Build is actually a global program that started in East Harlem. A woman named Dorothy Stoneman, a former school teacher in the New York City School District, started the program to empower young people in the community to come together and rebuild the houses in that area. And it kind of, the model was so effective at empowering young people to take a positive path in their life that it scaled very quickly. And now I believe there's 13 programs in New York State and several hundred worldwide. And Ulster Youth Build is a chapter of that larger program that began in 1994 in Kingston, New York. And we serve Ulster County. And in a nutshell, our program is a leadership, education, and job training program for young people aged 16 to 24 who are really interested in building a better life for themselves. We offer young people who may have had various reasons why the traditional school path has not worked out for them. We offer them a second chance to earn their diploma, the GED diploma, learn hands-on construction skills through building affordable housing, and get support in making positive life changes.
Mm-hmm. Wow, it sounds great. And so how is Youth Build funded?
It's actually funded by the Department of Labor primarily. We get a generous grant from the Department of Labor, which has actually Youth Build is, there's a Youth Build Act. So it's codified into law to have part of our programming met by the Department of Labor. But we also have state grants, and we also have a number of other grants that we work with to help fund the program.
Mm-hmm. And so when you say you help with trade skills and also GED, so is it a combination? So when students come, they get a combination of some in-classroom type of activity, and then also where you might go out to a project, a building project, where you have building trade professionals teaching them? How does that work?
Great question. So the model, the Youth Build model is 50-40-10. So we do 50% of the time students spend in the classroom focusing on trying to make improvements, academic gains, and earn their get stronger in their path towards earning the GED, taking the GED test. And the 40% of the time they're on our construction site. So every grant period we build an affordable home in Ulster County. We've to date, we've built over 30 homes in the area and have helped over 1,000 young people transform their lives. And the 10% is leadership and community service. So community service and leadership are a big part of the program. They kind of weave through all other components. And in that 10%, we go in the community and we do a number of different projects, to help those in need and to help other organizations serving those in Ulster County, expand capacity, or do other meaningful projects that help our students come out into the community and do something that they can be engaged as heroes and be seen doing something positive, which is a really powerful tool for helping them build self-confidence.
Wow. And Is the instruction staff, are they volunteers or paid or a combination?
The core staff is salaried and or paid hourly. We have a pretty small team, but we all wear a lot of hats. So the team that we have consists of construction trainers who are on site, and they handle our vocational training. We also help our students get certified in HBI and other industry recognized credentials for helping them learn the basics of carpentry and introduction to the trades. We also have case management and mental health coordination, leadership and community service, which is my role. We have a job placement specialist who is focused on helping our students get meaningful employment beyond the program and develop the hard and soft skills they're needed to to get and keep jobs. And we also have a full-time teacher in the program as well.
So these students or clients or however you want to term them. So are they now out of high school and they are in this program, or it runs in conjunction with high school, or how does that happen?
Correct. So in order to participate in our program, students must meet the following eligibility requirements. They have to be between 16 and 24 years old. They have to live in Ulster County, and they must officially be either dropped out of school or homeschooled. They cannot be enrolled in the public school system or private school system. So the other qualification is they must be one or more of the following, which is either a member of a low-income family, youth in foster care, youth with a disability, a youth offender, child of an incarcerated parent, or a migrant youth.
And so does the program run concurrent with the school year, or does it, is it just a year round type of thing? And what happens if a student is, is homeless or something like that, where do you have other support services that beyond just the classroom or the building activities that, I mean, you mentioned some of them, but how much of a wraparound do you provide for the student?
Absolutely. So just the first question, we're a 6 to 8 month program in person. And then after our students graduate that 6 to 8 month period, they move into a 12-month follow-up period where we help them get placed in a job and make sure that they're doing well. So we don't follow this typical school schedule. We actually run 3 to 4 cohorts over the course of 2 years of students. And we try and treat our program similar to a job. So it's Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. And they get paid a stipend while in program to kind of motivate them and get them used to the rhythm of the workday. So when they graduate, where they're aware of what it takes to maintain employment and be successful in the workplace. And as far as the challenges that some of our students face, you know, we address our students from a holistic standpoint, which means the thing that's really unique about Youth Build is its comprehensive wraparound approach towards helping our students achieve their full potential. We have students come into the program who come from generational poverty and face, like you said, issues of homelessness, food insecurity, involvement with the criminal justice system, or lack of a positive adult role model in their life. Some struggle with PTSD from gang violence or drug addiction, or long-term effects of childhood trauma. And we approach each student individually and use every connection and partnership we have to help them get the services they need to make sure their basic needs are covered, while also giving them a safe space where they can discuss their issues in the community or at home and get support on all levels. We help our mental health coordinator helps them get services in therapy and connected with mental health counselors. And we have a lot of resources at our disposal to help move students in places where they can get the most help.
Really great. And how do students come to you? Or is it through some kind of referral process, or they just walk in, or some combination of that?
We are currently recruiting for our next cohort, which is going to start in January 2025. And our recruitment process does connect with schools and other allied partnered organizations that serve the young people that we tend to have in the program. So we can have people walk in, we can have people apply online on our website. We also get recommendations from people in the community. We reach out individually.
Great. And so does the private sector get involved too? Like companies located in Ulster County, do they pitch in or, you know, I know they must in maybe the job placement portion, but in terms of donating, you know, people or services or money or whatever?
Absolutely. We have partnerships with a lot of folks in the private sector, as you mentioned, for employment partnerships in particular, but it goes far beyond than just placement for our students. We also try and have our employer partners introduce themselves to students through guest speaking opportunities, job shadowing opportunities, mock interviews, any chance we can get to kind of expose our young people to the diversity of career paths that are out there, because we really want to spark that imagination in every young person that comes into the program and help them visualize themselves doing something maybe they didn't ever thought of before. So folks from across the private sector, we encourage them to get involved and learn more about our program, because we have access to a really motivated, talented group of young people that are looking for opportunities.
Yeah, it sounds great. It's kind of parallel almost to what BOCES does with their PTEC project high school, where, you know, where employers come in and they work on, and students work on real life challenges that different businesses have. And then students gain skills and then get employed with those very same companies. And this all sounds really terrific, Francis. So we want to learn a lot more. But first, we're going to take a very short break. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. We'll be back soon.
Westchester Medical Center Health Network's new Health Alliance Hospital is open in Kingston at 105 Mary's Avenue. The new hospital delivers on WMC Health's commitment to provide access to advanced healthcare right here in this community. Our comfortable and welcoming new Health Alliance Hospital has highly skilled doctors, nurses, and staff. We are ready to make your healthcare experience the best it can be. Here are just a few of the services ready to take care of you and your loved ones when you need us. A new emergency department with 24/7 triage for behavioral health needs, life-saving advanced cardiology programs, family birth center, private rooms, precise imaging technology, critical care support. And later this year, our inpatient psychiatry program will be reestablished to complement existing emergency and outpatient programs. Go to hahv.org for information. That's hahv.org.
And now, Healthy Ulster continues. This is a weekly presentation of the Ulster County Department of Health on 92.9 WBPM.
Welcome back. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Today, we're exploring the Ulster Youth Build Program. And our guest is Francis X. O'Leary, who's Leadership Development and Community Service Coordinator. Francis, before the break, we were talking about what the Youth Build Program is and how students participate and what that looks like. And then we also touched on, you know, the private sector and their role. Tell me about, you know, what kinds of more support you would like to see from different partners that you might work with, and what the need is.
Thanks for that question, Ben. We are really interested in continuing to build strong relationships with community partners and employers in the private sector as well, because by collaborating with Ulster Youth Build, employers, let's say, they have an opportunity to shape the next generation of workers and also contribute to their communities by supporting our local young people in their journey to self-sufficiency. In turn, they gain dedicated employees who are prepared to bring fresh perspectives to the workplace and have a drive to succeed in their organizations. A perfect example of this is in the trades. We're witnessing a big generational shift. There's a lot of folks in the trades who are aging out into retirement, and there's a lot of need for young people to enter the trades. And so our programs like ours are a great segue for bringing young people in, exposing them to the benefits of finding a career path in trades. And if we can partner with local construction businesses or folks in the unions, we have a lot of apprenticeship opportunities we try and offer our young people to get into the trade unions. It's a great way for us to expose them early on, so to help them imagine a life in there, if we can build partnerships with folks in that area. As far as community projects, every Friday we commit to a day of community service or leadership, so we can partner with folks who either serve the elderly, veterans, nonprofits. We also serve low-income folks. Anything that we can do to kind of provide services that meet the needs of the community, we bring our young people out and do some interesting projects. For example, we just built a really nice front porch for an elderly couple in Midtown Kingston. We just completed a 32-foot mural on the side of People's Place in celebration of their efforts to feed the community. And we've unloaded trucks and distributed food in partnership with Community Action in Ulster County to part of their mass food distribution. So things like that. If folks in the community want to reach out to us with ideas, we're always happy to try and put something together.
Sounds really great. Really, really great. So Francis, tell us a little bit more about leadership development. Can you, that component of the program, can you elaborate on that a little bit?
So leadership development is kind of the thread that runs through all the other components that we have, because it's an opportunity for us to help our students realize their own power in this world. And that's something that's really key with the folks that come into our program, because due to hardships that they've experienced or discrimination, they've internalized a lot of negative messages that have dimmed their light, so to speak. Our leadership development curriculum is really designed to help ignite that spark inside them and realize that they can make an impact in this world, and that they have a responsibility to contribute their gifts, not just that they have gifts, but a responsibility to do so. And we define leadership as the process of expanding an individual's capacity to, quote unquote, make things go right for themselves, their loved ones, the program, and the community. And this process involves three key elements for us. The first is personal transformation. So we help our students overcome negative habits and self-limiting behaviors they may have that held them back in the past. We try and do self-reflection and mentorship to help them heal some personal things that may be holding them back and begin to develop the confidence and resiliency necessary for personal growth. The next step is learning core leadership skills and knowledge. So these are skills that we teach. They're essential competencies such as communication, conflict resolution, teamwork, decision-making, taking notes, public speaking. These are skills that help them take charge of situations and inspire others to follow their example. And the last and most importantly, we offer them practical opportunities to lead. So in addition to giving them the skills and helping them make these personal transformations, we try and give them the opportunity to put those skills into practice. These things might include taking responsibilities within the program to shape it through our Youth Policy Council, leading community service projects like some of the ones I mentioned, mentoring peers. Their input helps shape the program in a core way, and we try and help them realize their voice matters and get them involved in civic engagement as well.
And so is there... And I know this wasn't in your notes, so forgive me for asking, you know, without preparation, but I'm sure you have the answer. Is there anything that pops, any particular success story that, you know, a personal story that pops into your mind about, you know, an individual that came through the program that really, that you're really particularly proud of?
Sure. There's quite a few, but I do have one that, you know, we always talk about, which is... he's going to get embarrassed if I call him out on the radio, but Logan, a former student of mine, Logan, he came into the program feeling pretty low. I'll put it that way. He had a lot of things happen to him that affected his vision for his future and his self-confidence, and his energy was low. And just coming into program on time was an achievement. Just kind of showing up and doing the work at the beginning was, you know, something that we could applaud. But we begin to see like this spark ignite in Logan, and he started sharing more about his ambitions and what really got him excited. He didn't have his GED. He was really gung-ho about joining the military. And we started to help him see that in order to, we had a recruiter come in, and we had a number of opportunities to have him get exposed to like what the requirements were. And as he started to see the GED was essential to get into the military, he started taking his education much more seriously. And over the course of the program, he felt ready to take the test, and he didn't pass the first time. So he entered follow-up and he tried again, and it wasn't successful. He got within 1 point of passing, but he got improvement. And, you know, all our staff rallied behind him and kept pushing him. And he managed to pass the third time, got his GED. It was a huge achievement. We celebrated him in many ways. And fast forward, now he's an officer in, I believe, the Army. Yeah, he's doing great right now. So he's in the military. Wow. And he's traveled
an officer, the world. No less. Wow.
He's traveling the world. He's doing very well. So we're very proud of Logan, and we use his story a lot to show that, you know, if at first you don't succeed, just keep trying, because it's that level of determination and commitment to achieving your dream. It sounds a little cliche, but it really does. We see it every day. It's something that it's a fight. And we are the biggest cheerleaders for the young people in our program. We have a lot of love for everybody who comes in, and anything we can do while in program or outside the program, it's a lifelong thing. We say once in youth build, always in youth build, because we have students come back years later and share with us, you know, how much the program meant to them, and provide some mentorship to the students who are currently in program and encourage them as well. So it's a lifelong thing. It's an amazing program to be a part of. I feel really lucky to be a part of it.
Yeah, it certainly sounds that way. You know, it's really that concept, right, of small steps that can lead to big change, right? That if you know, you have a million challenges in your life, you can't solve them all at once, but you can take small steps. And taking the step of getting involved with Ulster Youth Build seems like a really, really great move. So how do young people do that? How are families, maybe, or friends that might know of a student that might be interested, a young person, how do they go about getting in touch and so on?
So the easiest way is, you know, go to our website, check out our social media. Our website is www.ulsteryouthbuild.com. Youthbuild.weebly.com, kind of a funny address. But check us out at Ulster Youth Build on Facebook. There's a lot of material there, a lot of content to show kind of the inside look at the program and get a feel for what kind of activities we do and just like the whole vibe of the program. Also on YouTube, we have some great videos of our students in action building the houses. But you can also fill an application on the website or contact our office directly. The phone number is right there on the website. We'll pick up and we'll put you in touch with me, probably the recruiter. And we'll try and set up an appointment to have them come in and give them a tour and share any information we can to help them get a sense of what we're about and how we can get them involved.
Wow, Francis, this is so awesome. You know, I had heard about Ulster Youth Build, but I never imagined it was as comprehensive and rich a program as this. And I really commend you and your colleagues for this amazing work that you do in our community and for our young people. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Vin. Yeah, thanks so much for the opportunity to share about the program. It's a hidden gem. You know, we've been in Kingston for a long time. I feel lucky. I came into the program about 4 years ago, but, you know, the people there have been doing work. Bonnie Landy, Frank Neglia, the program director, they've been doing work for 30 years, you know, so it's one of those legacy pieces of Kingston that has quietly been helping the fabric of Kingston stay alive and stay vibrant with the young people we serve.
Great, great, great work. Thank you. Thank you again, Francis. And you're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Tune in next week for more great information that you can use to keep yourself, your family, and our community healthy and strong. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Healthy Ulster Radio Show from the Ulster County Department of Health. This program is a weekly community affairs presentation sponsored by the Emergency Department at Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, a member of WMC Health. Thanks for listening, and be sure to join us for another edition of the Healthy Ulster Radio Show next weekend.